So we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Hey in Hilchus Lashon Hara, and the Chavetz Chaim says B'chlal Zeh Yevoyer Ktsas Isa Lashon Hara Min Yonud Benon L'Chaveiroi. He will discuss some of the halachas of Benon L'Chaveiroi, V'inyan Shlilas Hamalois, and the Isa of Lashon Hara, which is in a very common, unfortunately, very common type of Lashon Hara, when a person speaks about the how wonderful another person is. So he says in Aleph, Kishem Shahasa Lavazas is Khaver Banod Lamokum. Just like you're not allowed to be Mavazas somebody and say that he did the following Aveiro, he doesn't do this mitzvah. Kain also Lavazoisa Binyonim Dominod Lachaveira. So too, you're not allowed to be Mavaza him when it comes to the way he deals with another Jew. And even if there's nothing untrue, nevertheless, there's an Isur of Lashon Hara. And I will not deny, there are many roots and branches to this thing. And he will explain it later. I'll give you one example where there's no question about. That I went to borrow money from Reuven. I asked him for a loan of $1,000. Even though this is clearly a mitzvah saseh that he has, if he has the money, so he has a mitzvah saseh to lend me the money, if the loan is secure, or I have a mashkin or a raven. Or I asked him if I can borrow and it's one of his tools. Below hetiva, and he didn't. Or let's say he took revenge. He didn't do anything bad to me. If a person goes and he degrades him in front of others, Lashon Hara Nikar Min Adin. So this is pure Lashon Hara. Even if you go over and you say to a person, you know, I tried to borrow $1,000, the guy's loaded, he's got money in the bank, he's earning 0.0003% interest on his money. And I asked him to borrow $1,000 and I gave him seven arevim, and I gave him my Rolex. And he says, no, he's not interested in lending the money. So l'chayri, that person was over in a mitzvah saseh of him kesef tal v'sami. Nevertheless, if I go and tell somebody that, that's lashon hara. V'chol z'afilim roya dovezeh ba'atzma, even though you know yourself, and his gar gam ken etzlei, she'en yochol ha'etevi ma'atev ha'zayis, he could easily do it. Ach lo yitivay, m'dei roya tivay. He's a miserable guy. And that's why he didn't do it. V'shayich v'zeh kol chelke ho'isa shen zbar b'klal ovar, b'sif gimel l'binini b'inod l'mokayim. In other words, I know myself, it's clear, he could have done it. Everybody knows that there's a mitzvah to lend money. Now, if he didn't lend me the money, so then we understand why suddenly I became very frum and holy, and I think it's a terrible thing that he didn't do a mitzvah. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he didn't do it to me. But even in a case where it wasn't a question of a loan to me, it was a loan to somebody else. And why didn't he want to lend the money? So I really feel like I'm upset that the guy just doesn't do a mitzvah like that, which he could easily do. Surely if it was to me that he didn't want to lend the money, for sure I can't tell anyone. Besides that he's being over Lashon Hara if he tells. He's also the love of holding a grudge. And I'm telling it because, so to say, I'm going to punish him, so I'm going to spread the word. So then, and to let people know about what a miserable guy he is, even besides Isa Lashon Hara. So the Chavetz Chaim really asks the Kasha in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, but why Taka is there an Isa of Lashon Hara? If Lamaisa, he could easily do it, and and I know for sure, and it is a mitzvah min haTorah. So didn't we learn that if it's a mitzvah min haTorah, that a person is transgressing, and he transgresses it not just once because he couldn't hold himself back, but you know that every time somebody goes to try to borrow money from him or ask him if they can borrow something, he says no. So he is a royal lev, he is transgressing the mitzvah of Mekeset Tal V'Sami. So why don't I have the heter of saying he's not the Klala Misecha, he doesn't do the mitzvahs, and therefore I'm allowed to be Mevazah him so that other people should themselves not be cheap, because otherwise they'll see what happens to how people talk about a guy who does the Aveira. So in that, in the Sifkotin Hey, the Chavetz Chaim says in the middle of the second column, he says, Al-Ve'emes Nira Lasa Zemi Beis Taimin. First of all, he didn't do a positive Aveira. It's just he didn't do a mitzvah. That doesn't make him not a Misecha, that you're able to say Lashon Hara. That's one thing. The Oid Nira, the Be'em is the Binyon Meiluk Yetzvazeh, Eini Yetzvah Me'a Misecha, Afil Loisim Paisim De Pligishab. Even if you hold that by not doing a mitzvah, also you're considered not a Misecha, people make a mistake about as far as this mitzvah, or because of details. They people think it's a good thing to do, to lend money. This guy, Yankala, he's a nice guy. I see he lends money. I'm not such a nice guy. They don't think it's really an aveva. Or they feel that this person is not a secure loan. Or unfortunately, what happens very often, that somebody else borrowed money they didn't pay. So he was mekabel on himself. I'm not lending money to anybody else anymore. That's it. I had enough. So even though it's wrong, and lemaisa you are over the lav, but lemaisa the guy doesn't feel that he's doing the aveira. He says, look, you know, I'll do other mitzvahs. But really, you don't have a right to just to say, I'll do other mitzvahs if you have an ability to lend the money. After min adin, ein lasis came and they come a time, and even though that's wrong, al kozeh yesh mokum litois. Nevertheless, the person who acts that way doesn't think that he's a wicked person. Mm-hmm. The only time the person's not called an amisecha is only if he's doing something that everybody knows is really an aveira. So he says that you are considered amisecha even if the person is a cheap guy and he never wants to lend money, etc. He doesn't think that he's really doing an aveira of being mavatal and a say, like the person who doesn't, you know, shake a lulav, or he doesn't put on tefillin. He doesn't think it's the same thing, even though it is a mitzvah saseh, and you're being mevatel a mitzvah saseh if you don't have an excuse not to lend the money. Then the Chavetz Chaim continues in Sif Beis. V'hine ad ko hitzanu menyone dibur ha'isur harbi dvarim she'mishtani lefonim bedinu lefi enyeh. He says, till now, we've spoken that about it, that it depends on the circumstance. Now we're going to discuss really a very broad topic. I'm going to discuss a case where there's no heter, there's no schus to say such a lashon hara. And unfortunately, this is a type of lashon hara that so many people transgress. Almost most of the world. Not us. And the reason why they do it is because they just don't realize it. L'chein avakeish, the Chavetz Chaim pleads with us. Shal yil lefele b'eini hakeir v'masha arich b'ay. Don't complain, don't kvetch. If I'm going to be a little bit verbose, I'm going to explain it. V'atziya kol prat v'feirush. And I'm going to give every detail. Ki achshav, because the Chavetz Chaim, who loved Klal Yisrael, ula yitein Hashem. Maybe Hashem will be mezakeh me, that I will have the schus, that my words will help out, that people will speak less and less and harder. That's why they say, when you learn Sefer Chavetz Chaim, that alone give us your Shemayim. And we see how the Chavetz Chaim bothered him so much, and he was hoping that he would be successful in being able to turn the tide against Lashon Hara. You have to come back tomorrow.